91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. We begin with our monthly feature with South Florida Sun Sentinel consumer columnist Doreen Christensen. She's the consumer pro who takes pride in never paying full price for anything. Good afternoon, Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman. Today's Doreen's Deals begins All American with ways you can get discounts at Miami Marlins game tickets. And things related to tax day aren't always a bummer. Doreen has a list of special savings for April 18th. Then chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer. She goes all hip today with the king of Miami nightlife, David Grutman. He owns and operates Live in the Fountain Blue, the South Beach nightclub Story, restaurants on Brickell, and the Design District. Doreen Christensen in minutes after the news. And it is today's Topical Currents, Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman with you on this Thursday afternoon. Well, first up today, it's Doreen's Deals with South Florida Sun Sentinel consumer columnist and blogger Doreen Christensen. Two seasons are underway as we speak. Those would be Major League Baseball and also the tax deadline.
Both are areas where, oddly enough, Doreen has spotted money-saving opportunities. Doreen is known for her assertion that she never pays full price for anything and doesn't want anyone else to either. Welcome back, Doreen.
Thank you very much, Bonnie. I am slowly dragging Bonnie into the savings scene. We have a story for you later at the end that you're going to not believe. If she can do it, you can do it. Hello,
everybody.
That is
true. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Hello,
okay.
Hello.
So tax day is looming. It's not our favorite time, but you take the dreariness out of tax day.
Yes. One of the things that I like to say is nothing is certain but death, taxes, and freebies. So you have extra days to file your taxes this year.
Why is that?
Because tax day lands on Saturday, the 15th.
So why didn't they make it Monday?
Because they probably assume that you can't shake off the Monday blues. It's like, okay, let's be generous.
It's Monday. Okay.
Exactly. So Tuesday is the day. And some of the offers that I have listed on my Shop-O-Matic blog at sunsentinel.com/shop include offers that you can redeem right now. So I'm going to kind of go over the list real quickly. One of the things you can do right now is enter to win a one-way flight if you owe money to the IRS through JetBlue. Now, we don't want to be talking too much about airline flights. That's been dominating the news lately.
Especially one way.
Yeah, well, way to save. Go ahead and save a $1,000 voucher and lose $1 billion in market value. Good job, United. Okay, so we've got the entry for JetBlue. You can do that. You can go get 5 pounds of document shredding with a coupon that I have at Office Depot. So you can take your sensitive documents to Office Depot with this coupon and get 5 pounds of shredding done. And that coupon is good.
Schlepping and shredding.
Yeah, schlepping and shredding. Schlep. Well, you can never be too careful about your personal information.
Right.
So you probably have a lot of personal information laying around. You can go to my post on my blog and print the coupon, go in and get free shredding at Office Depot. The other thing you can do right now, this is a great one. I love this one. Free $5 bonus when you purchase a $5 gift card through Apple Pay. So you can now send a gift to your friend, to your husband, to your best friend, whatever, through iMessaging on your iPhone, pay for it through Apple Pay, and you'll get a $5 bonus for yourself. You have to use
But you have
Starbucks.
To buy the gift.
You have to buy a $5 gift, send it to your friend, or $5 or more, send it to your friend. They'll get an iMessage from you, like a text message with the gift, which is kind of a fun thing to do. And then if you use Apple Pay, you have to use Apple Pay, you will get a $5 bonus for yourself.
I wouldn't know how to get that.
Well, yeah. On my blog is the post, and Starbucks makes it very clear on how to do this through your Apple device. And it's really not that hard.
So it's Starbucks gifts.
It's a Starbucks e-gift card, yeah. You get a free e-gift, which is, hey, $5 in Starbucks, that's a free drink at least. Or maybe not quite, depending.
Quite. Depends on what you get.
Right. So the other thing, too, is you can get free tax prep through the VITA tax prep program through Tuesday. And that's for families and also for seniors through the AARP. They have the tax aid program. So the tax aid program through AARP helps seniors figure out deductions and stuff that are specific to senior citizens. The VITA program, which is usually administered through the United Way, Also offers help for families, which you can take advantage of the earned income tax credit and other things.
The community also, because earned income tax credit comes back to the community.
Yes, it does. So you get all that money back, and what do? You spend it right here in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. So that's an awesome one.
What about this Noodles and Company?
Noodles and Company, that's a $4 off a $10 purchase with online orders. Now, that's good April 12th through the 18th, and you order online and you use the code TAXDAY17.
Okay.
And let me give you one more. Starting on Saturday, Hooters is offering free kids' meals with $10 adult purchases. There's a list. When you click the link for Hooters, you'll see the participating restaurants. A lot of South Florida restaurants are participating in this freebie only on Tuesday, but there are some South Florida locations participating for the weekend. But transitioning to that, you can get free kids' meal with adult purchase at IHOP. So that's kind of a nice little
thing. And there's
freebie.
A McDonald's one, too.
Well, that's on Tuesday. You can get 1 cent Big Macs or Quarter Pounders with cheese when you buy one at participating South Florida restaurants. Actually, it's a lot of Florida restaurants. That's
so
a great one.
You get one kid's meal for each adult meal that's purchased.
Yeah, if you go to IHOP
so
and you
buy...
So if
there's three adults, you could have three kids.
Exactly, and you get free kids' meals. So that's a great deal because you're going to spend $3 or $4 on kids' meals. You can save that money. It's spring break. You know, you might be interested in doing something for fun. So take the kids out to breakfast and enjoy, and you won't have to pay for them.
And what about the P.F. Chang's? That looks like that's now.
That is going on right now. Actually, my husband has said, I'm not going to P.F. Chang's anymore. I keep dragging him to P.F. Chang's because it's my poor husband. Buy one, get one free entrees. I'm like, one more time. He's like, oh, I can't go there again, honey. So, yeah, you sign up with an email, and you print out the coupon, and you go in there, and you hand it over, and you get, you know, free entree. I mean, I got lobster and filet mignon, and it was like a $24 entree, free. Can't beat that.
No.
So
okay.
We won't be doing that again, though. He's
had
P.F. Changed out. So what else would you like to talk about for freebies? Do you want to move on to the next?
Well, I just see that Royal Pig Pub. I'd never heard of that.
That's
the first
great
time.
Place.
It really
Actually,
is.
It's a fantastic place on Los Olas Boulevard. Yeah. And they're offering buy one, get one free beers. Now, how do you go wrong with that? That's going to be on Tuesday. Buy one, get one free Royal Pig Ale or Pale Ales. Tuesday, they're at 350 East Los Olas Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. And it's a great place. I actually did a Facebook Live from there for freebies for Election Day with some of my cohorts, Ben Crandall and Mike Mayo, our dining critic, and we had a great time. It's a terrific place.
It really is. It has some very intense... I mean, I went there, and it just happened to be the week before St. Patrick's Day. But for some reason, they were celebrating a week early.
Hey,
so
I'm down with that.
I got caught in the...
Anytime you can party on something for more than a week, you're doing good. You're doing good, Bonnie.
Right. Okay, let's hit one out of the park.
Oh, I am ready to hit one out of the park.
Okay, go ahead.
It's my favorite time of year, baseball season. So the Marlins... hopefully there's no cats roaming around the stadium at the moment. I think they got a hold of the Marlins cat, right?
That's what I heard, but I heard that 2 days ago. You said you just saw yesterday they still hadn't.
Yeah, they were tweeting out that they were not going to use the statue because they were worried about the cat being in there. So, well, you know, if anybody hits a home run, you're going to see the crazy statue and the dolphins swimming. But the Mets are coming in Thursday through Sunday, 7-10. It's opening week. And on my blog, in my Sunday column in the newspaper, I featured freebies, bargains, and deals on tickets. So there's a deal pretty much every day of the week.
Yeah, so, that's unbelievable. Except you said Wednesdays, but there's only one home game.
Right, exactly. So some of the offers that you can get right now, we're going to skip over Thursday right now because the Mets are in, and they don't need any help selling tickets when the Mets are coming in for a homestand. So beginning June 1st against the Arizona Diamondbacks, seniors get free admission. Those 65 or older with an ID can go to 5 different home games. They start on June 1st, every Thursday. Chicago Cubs, obviously, are blacked out on June 23rd. And you can pick up tickets based on availability at the East Plaza entrance, starting at 5:30 p.m. on game days. So, you know, that's a nice reason to get yourself out of the house on a Thursday, taking a nice baseball game.
Now, is all this stuff on marlins.com/promotions?
Yes, you can
find all
of these promotions listed on the Marlins website.
Okay. Or at your
Or at my blog also. And the Friday deal, you get a lower level ticket, a specialty burger, and a beer for $30. So that's hard to beat. Saturday is all you can eat Nathan's hot dogs, peanuts, popcorn, and nachos. And those
but not this Saturday.
This Saturday is included. Okay. You can get all you can eat Saturdays, which is the name of the promotion, in April, May, and September. Prices start at $30. Obviously, if you want better seats, you're going to have to pay a little more. And on Saturday, too, the first 10,000 fans get a wall calendar, and it's Jackie Robinson night. So there's also post-game fireworks after home games this week. So that's a nice one. But one of the things I want to mention
the
to everybody.
The biggest one.
Well, the biggest one is
the All-Star Game.
Yes.
I can't believe that. It's going to be here.
Which we were jobbed out of in the 90s.
Well, you know what?
That wasn't the greatest stadium for baseball, though.
Well, we've got a world-class stadium, and now we're going to have the world-class Midsummer Classic coming here to Miami. I am excited about this. So if you want to get tickets, if you're a Marlins ticket season ticket holder, you automatically get first dibs on tickets. But if you want to sign up to be in the ticket pool to possibly get tickets, you need to sign up at, and I'll give you the easy way, sunsentinel.com/allstar. That'll take you to the Marlins website, and you can put in your email address, your name, and all that. And sometime in May, they're going to allow you, if you get in, to purchase tickets. And there's a whole raft of things happening. You're going to have a week worth of fun. Festivities include parades, a fan fest on July 7th through the 11th at the Convention Center, which apparently there's going to be like 40 different attractions. Kids are going to go crazy for that. And then, of course, you have a celebrity softball game.
What about the Home Run Derby?
You're going to have the Home Run Derby, which is definitely a fun thing to see. And let's hope our hometown star, Giancarlo Stanton, is going to be hitting them out of the park. He's a perennial favorite of our hometown team there. And the All-Star Game, of course. So those are going to be a hot ticket to have. So if you want to get that, you need to sign up now. And the deadline is April 20th. So you got to get your name in the pool. And if you want a better chance, if you have multiple email addresses, I would go in and put in multiple email addresses so you increase your chances.
All right.
Forever with the tip.
Always with the tip. We won't. Is that ethical?
Well, I mean, it's one per email address, so I'm assuming,
so
you know, my
20.
Son, my husband, me, whoever.
Okay, Doreen Christensen, award-winning senior columnist for the Sun Sentinel. All her deals are on sunsentinel.com/shop and on her blog. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
And we're back. It's today's Topical Currents. Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman, and Sun Sentinel consumer columnist and blogger Doreen Christensen. Where were we, ladies?
Okay, we are in Everglades National Park. In fact, all the national parks have stuff going on.
Yes,
okay,
actually.
We have three of them in this area.
Yeah, well, you can get in free to Everglades National Park and Shark Valley this weekend, and also on April 22nd and 23rd to celebrate National Park Week. So admission is free and waived at more than 400 U.S. national parks. So one of the things I suggest you do, and the weather's going to be great this weekend.
It's supposed to be cool still?
Yeah, it's going to be nice. It's nice out right now. Yeah. I mean, nice as compared to how it would be in the Everglades in July. So my suggestion is you go this weekend. But one of the fun things that you can do in the 1.5 million acre playground in our backyard, and it's something that if you haven't done it, you really need to do it, go to Shark Valley. You can bring your own bikes or you can rent bikes. You can bike the 15-mile loop. It's really not a hard ride. It's flat, as is most things around here. Or you can take the tram, and you can see all kinds of crazy wildlife. You can see the alligators. You can see nesting birds, some beautiful things. And it's really something I highly recommend.
And some startling thunderstorms that come up fast.
Yeah, well, you know, at the 7-mile mark on the loop road, you get to the observation tower, and you can climb up to the top of the tower and really take in the beauty that is the Everglades. It's such a spectacular, special place.
Having that elevated view, you can see different hues of color by the depth of the water in the different pools.
It is. And another thing that people do when it's a full moon right about now is bike at night by the full moon. And I've done that. It was spectacular because all the wading birds and nesting birds come in to roost. And it was a spectacular, fun thing. You ride the first 7 miles out in the light and then watch the sun set from the tower, and then you bike the back end of the loop back. And it was a great time.
Now, you have this American...
And take roll call on your way before coming
And you
coming
take
back.
Roll call, yes. Just in case.
Just in case.
If you run over something like, you know, that seems to be a little lumpy like an alligator, keep pedaling. Keep going.
America the Beautiful Pass?
Yes, that's for seniors. You can get... And those are supposed to be going up. So you can get an American the Beautiful Pass right now, which gives you unlimited free entry for seniors. And I think right now they're $20. They're going to be going up to $80.
Oh.
So you have to, yeah, so you want to sneak in there. They're kind of putting the word out that the price is going to be increasing. So if you have the senior pass, you can get in free to any U.S. national park. You just flash the pass and four riders in your car get in for free. And it's $25 to get in. So I have another little tip about that in a second. But one of the things that I also recommend you do if you want a fun thing, if you go in the homestead entrance at Everglades National Park, is take a ranger-led tour down the Anhinga Trail. You'll see it's an easy walk. It's beautiful. The rangers are so knowledgeable. And you can see all kinds of wildlife, alligators, turtles, all kinds of birds. And the rangers explain to you the special things about the ecosystem there. And it's really, if you live in South Florida and you haven't been to the Everglades, you need to try to go. It's just such a fantastic thing to do.
When you take that drive to Flamingo, you see the three main areas of the
Everglades. Yeah, and Flamingo takes over on the west side of the park because the park is huge.
It's 42 miles.
Yeah, it's huge. It takes a while to get to Flamingo. I've done that as well. But if you, on days, this weekend is free on Saturday and Sunday, like I said, and next weekend, the 22nd and 23rd. But something you can do is go into Homestead and ride the trolley into the Homestead entrance of Everglades National Park, and it's completely free. So anytime you want to go into the park, if you want to park there in the town square in Homestead, you can ride the trolley in there or go visit the visitor center at Biscayne National Park, which is another cool
You've spent
place
a
to
lot
do.
Of time there, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done. I go a couple times a year, usually in the winter because it's cooler, obviously, and the mosquitoes are, you know, if you're going to start going now, the mosquitoes start coming up when it gets warm.
It's amazing. You rarely meet many locals on those areas, and they're just teeming with foreign visitors.
Teeming with foreign visitors that know how special it is, and they go and see it. But, I mean, it's crowded on park weekends. So if you're going to go to Shark Valley and try to bike or do something, you need to try to get there early. That's my suggestion, because they're parking out on the Tamiami Trail. But if you're a lazy riser, as I like to say, as most everyone I know is. So one thing you can do, you can't do it right now, but maybe next year you can put this on your list to take a tour of the Nike missile base, which is the Cold War relic. That's interesting.
Have you been there, Joe?
No.
Yeah, that's part of our Cold War past, you know, from the Bay of Pigs, and it's worthwhile checking into. They show you the missile, and they show you where they stored everything. There's like a bunker, and it's really an interesting part of our Cold War past.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, which, you know, maybe the
We're
Cold
hoping
War's
there's
coming
a,
back.
Yeah, another one coming.
Yeah, let's hope that. Yeah. Let's hope
that. It was an amazing time in this area. I was told there were military vehicles going down the Palmetto Expressway during 1962.
It's only open during the winter for tours and stuff. And you have to have reservations usually, I believe. It's not just come, you know, you need to make sure. If you're going to make the trip, obviously, all the way down to Everglades National Park from anywhere, even in Broward or Palm Beach, it's worthwhile going on the park website to check and see what's happening and look at the events that they're offering. So I will also say that you can do a few other things, too, this weekend, one of which, Bonnie, is
yes, Doreen.
News. And I just explained something to Bonnie, and I'm going to share this with you guys. So this past weekend, stuffed in the newspaper, was the Target flyer. And on page 39, I believe it was, the back page was a coupon for a free $10 Target gift card if you make a food and beverage purchase of $50 or more. What you may not know is that many Publix markets take this coupon as a competitor coupon. So
you can give that to Publix as well?
Yes, Publix.
And they'll give you a free
$10 Publix gift card, which is in their coupon policy.
Right.
One of the things you can do is take this coupon, if you have it, to Publix and use it, or to Target and buy $50 worth of food and beverages, or you can text Target on your cell phone and get and this is what Bonnie's going to do. You text
what Bonnie did.
Yes, this is what Bonnie already did before we got started today. You text the word food to 827-438 and you'll get the mobile coupon, which you cannot use at Publix, but you can use at Target. She just went to Target yesterday and spent more than $50 on food. And did she have her coupon?
No.
Does she have her mobile coupon now?
Yes.
And what are you going to do with that coupon?
I'm going to go to Target with my receipt and say, I didn't give you my coupon.
And
here it is.
And she will get her $10 free Target gift
card.
Which I'll give to you next month.
Well, Target has great customer service, and people make mistakes. And Publix does that, too. If you forget, you can always bring your coupons back in and say, oh, I forgot to give you this. And they usually give it to you. Of course, you need to be nice and ask nicely and don't make unreasonable demands. One of the things that I love about this deal is that anytime Target has a coupon and they accept at Publix as a competitor, you can really save money because you can use a store coupon and a manufacturer coupon to save. So,
wow,
you know, if you think about it, buy one, get one free. You could put a store or competitor coupon and a manufacturer coupon on the items on each item, even the free one. You can really stack up the savings.
This is how you got your Lexus, you claim.
This is how I got my Lexus. That's how I paid. I use coupons to pay for my Lexus ES350. And it works. I'm telling you, with a little planning, you know, get your Sunday newspaper. And I recommend getting two copies of the Sunday paper so you have two sets of coupons. And you're on your way. You are on your way to savings. Now, I have all these offers on my blog. I'm working on my Sunday column. It's a super secret new way to save at Walmart. That's going to be in Sunday's paper. So you're going to have to read and see what I'm going
and
to write about.
And your blog is?
And my blog is shopomatic at sunsentinel.com/shop. And one of the things you can do real easily is sign up for my Freebie Friday newsletter. I do this huge roundup of free stuff on Fridays. You can sign up at sunsentinel.com/freebiefridaymail and get it right to your inbox. And it's a super great way to save. It has all the offers I'm talking about today. It has links to all kinds of other offers and freebies and deals. And
do the Shop-O-Matic.
Your phone will be pinging all night.
Blog again, the website?
The website is sunsentinel.com/shop.
No, the blog, rather.
The blog, Shop-O-Matic. sunsentinel.com/shop. And the newsletter is sunsentinel.com/freebiefridaymail. Okay. You also can easily keep up with my deals on Facebook at facebook.com/Doreen's Deals and follow me on Twitter at Pretty Good Ideas.
But before we go, AT&T's back in the news.
Oh, yes. You know what? AT&T once again has tweaked its unlimited offerings for unlimited data. So they have an ultimate package now where I had initially signed up for unlimited data and saved a bundle of money, like more than $3,000 a year on data for my family's cell phones. And they have since introduced two new plans. So I was on this initial plan that was $180 a month for four phones. Now you can sign up for the unlimited choice plan, which is $155 a month. So I lowered my bill still again. Or you can sign up for the unlimited ultimate plan and get free HBO. You can get a credit also for DirecTV, a $25 a month credit, and you can get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot a month too now, including unlimited text and talk. So AT&T is rolling it out, getting very, very competitive with these two plans.
They have to.
Verizon's only offering their one plan still. So AT&T is making a move, and it's getting very competitive.
All right. Doreen Christensen is an award-winning senior columnist covering consumer lifestyle and entertainment topics for the Sun Sentinel, print and digital editions. She's a 35-year veteran of the Sun Sentinel and a consumer expert on how to save money. Doreen's
Once again,
deals.
It went so quickly, but happy Easter, everyone.
Thank you. And happy Passover, happy Easter,
happy
holidays.
Everything.
Okay. See you next month.
Thank you.